If not now, then when? The question accused my heart all night. And that is a question changed me completely. Every evening by 5 p.m., it was my usual time to walk home from school through the passing Tuticorin railway station. It happened on the day. I was a little girl in a blue dress coat and doing my 7th grade. I had a bag filled with books and folders. I pulled my bag onto my shoulders, an empty lunch bag, neatly packed with 2 water bottles, rightly fitted in one of my palms. I was walking my home from school as usual. My mind was full, so as my bag. I felt like drinking water, though my body didn't need. Yes, I opened my lunch bag to find only emptied bottles. Those bottles would not have known that they were going to become the reason for my inner chaos. I kept on walking, counting my steps to reach home. Suddenly, "Papa, stop for a while." My legs stop for the voice. My ears stand towards the face who called me. I found a lady of 40 to 45 years of age. I replied, "Yes, auntie." There was no answer from her. Instead, her eyes swirled all over and stopped by looking at my bottles. I called her, "Auntie." She opened herself with much hesitation. "Will you please lend me one of your water bottles to take water for my journey to Chennai?" At once, I started debating myself. A debate between good soul and a devil soul inside me. The devil soul made me not to mind the lady who was waiting for my positive response. "Don't give the bottle," commanded the devil soul. "No, you have to help now," advised the good soul. The call, "Papa," seized my mind again, but I turned deaf. I concentrated on my inner battle. "Your mother will ask and shout at you for the water bottle. Better ignore her." "Yes, you are right." It was the devil soul who threatened me. "Don't fall for the prey. No one will scold you when you help others. Please help her." It was a good soul. Again the call stopped me. "Papa?" I replied immediately, "Auntie, my mother will scold if I lend you." She literally begged me, "Please give me one. I forgot to bring water. It's a long journey. Please help me." I just said no and started moving. Immediately I heard the voice, "Ha ha ha, I am the winner," screamed the devil inside. The good soul inside me started crying. It urged me to tell my mother that happened on my way. At once my mother said, "Why didn't you help that pitied lady? Who is going to mind your bottles?" At that moment, my heart was squeezed because of the final question that lady asked me when I was moving. "Papa, if not now, then when?" See, if you don't start to help others now, then when? Thank you for listening.